you know, these sort of things would get in your skin and burrow down into your skin, what you call them?
Tick.
Something bigger than a tick, maybe. You call them what? Bite you?
Yeah, right. I never had anything.
Maybe make you itch real bad.
No, I never had any of those.
You ever red bugs? You ever have them?
Yeah, we have them. Plenty of them. They just about kill me. I just don't go blackberry picking. That's when they come, when the blackberries get ripe.
What sort of berries you have here?
Well, we have blackberries and dewberries.
Yeah.
Now, they're not here when dewberries get ripe. They get ripe early.
Uh-huh.
But, boy, they're here when the blackberries get ripe.
Any other sort of local berries?
No.
You got those red berries?
No. Holes? No. You talking about raspberries? They grow them. They're not in right in this neighborhood, but up here, above wind, around I can't call the name of the place. It's a county seat up there too.
That's a hall?
Yeah, they raise lots of raspberries up there.
And you got any other ones, other red kind of berries?
No, they're red. Raspberry red, and the blackberry black, and the dewberry black. We have strawberries. When I was a boy, we had a strawberry bed across the garden. We had this all the strawberries we could do anything with. You had your own sage bush. In the fall of the year, we'd go out there and pick that sage and dry it, get it ready to make sausage when we kill hogs.
Did your mother ever use any sort of things for medicine or you know, sort of, let's say, would she ever use a part of a tree for medicine?
My daddy did.
What would he use?
He'd use dogwood and wild cherry bark.
For what?
Make bitters. Makes just the same as quinine. He'd get him half a gallon of liquor. And he'd take his drawing knife and go to the woods and he'd peel that outside bark off and he'd get that inside bark right back next to the wood. And he'd come home and strip that up so he could drop it in that jug. And he'd sit on the side of his bed and every 2 or 3 days and go in and shake it up. After he'd been there long enough, he'd go to drinking it. He'd take a swallow every day. Getting his bitters and made him healthy. And he wasn't sick.
Sure, wasn't it liquor more than the other stuff?
Well, yeah, it was more liquor, but there was a lot of quinine out of that bitter taste.
Would you ever use the part of the tree that was underground for anything?
Yeah. Sassafras makes tea. Sassafras roots make good tea. We find an old dead sassafras stump. Dig it up and knock it loose and pull it up, take it on home, split it up. Put it in a pan, some water, and boil it a little bit, and it makes some good tea. Just like it's tea you bought, but it's a different taste. It's supposed to thin your blood a little bit for the